Daf Mem Vav. So we got five lines down. The Gemara says, we were talking about yesterday the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri versus Rabbanan with respect to a person sleeping, whether he's Kone Shvisa when he's sleeping, or Adam Yashin, and we extended that discussion to Hefte Hefker as well, whether Ichefetz, that's in Hefker, when Shabbos begins, is it going to be Kone Shvisa and have 2,000 Amos around it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shub ben Levi. Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's how he paskin in terms of the Adam Yashin, even though he's sleeping, he is Kone Shvisa. So Amar Le Rabbi Zera Le Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Beferish Shmilecha, O Michlala Shmilecha. Did you hear this explicitly stated, or did you infer this? Was there a certain cloud that he had said, and you inferred from his statement? So Amar Le, Beferish Shmili, I heard it explicitly that he said we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara always asks, well, my Michlala, what was the implication that you could have learned? I mean, even though we're not relying on that, but what would have been the theoretical klala that he had said? Damer b'shumin levi, k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. This is a concept we have throughout Hilchos Erevin, that Rabbi Shimon Levi says, we always pass on like divri ha-mekel b'eruv. Now, there is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, at what point do we extend this din? Is it every single machlokas, we always say b'eruv, k'divri ha-mekel? So some say, no, it's only on a din d'rabbanan do we apply k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. Others say no. Even on a din deraisa, we apply k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. What about machlokas amirayim? So poskim argue as well. Some poskim say just like we say this statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi was of the end of the Tanaim. So he said this statement regarding everything, every machlokas that was, every machlokas that will be, even the machlokas and the amirayim will be subject to the klal of k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. While others say no. Rabbi Shimon Levi only said a statement that which he knew about, everything that existed prior to his statement. But everything that came thereafter, which he didn't know about, those machlokas amaroim, this din would not apply. We would not necessarily say k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. And they talk, again, many applications, they always plug it in, machlokas aposkim, machlokas rishonim. Do we say k'divri ha-mekel when it's the Rush versus the Rambam or not? So this is a debate throughout the Achronim. So the Gemara now says, so this was the inference we could have made, that since Rabbi Shimon Levi says that k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv, you would think we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, k'divri ha-mekel, that he was lenient in terms of an Adam Yashin, he gets his eruv. So Gemara says, okay, after establishing these two statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi, on one hand, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and on the other hand, k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv, tarti lamali. It's telling us the same point. In other words, we've passed like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why are we saying the same thing from two different directions? It's coming out to the same conclusion, tarti lamali. So Amar Rabbi Zera Tzrich, you need both statements, because d'i ashmi'inan halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, had I only had that statement, that we passed like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hava mina, I would have thought bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Whether it's lenient or whether it's stringent, we would pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Kamash v'lan halacha k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv. In other words, we only pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding that which is l'kula, but not that that's l'chumra. So what does that mean? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says around six narrow lines down, five narrow lines down, bein l'kula. What's the kula of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Could go in Adam Yashin, a person sleeping. D'lo kana shvisa, if he doesn't have a shvisa, lo nafik midat amos. So it's a kula to allow him to get a erev tumim even though he's sleeping. So that's a kula where we certainly paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And what's the chumra we would have paskin? We would have thought you should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri even the chumra could go on kli hefker. The e amos konim shvisa. If you assume that kli hefker is konim shvisa wherever it is and ben hashmashos. It's aser lo lichan l'makom shir v'zeh ha-motzah. So if a guy finds on Shabbos, it's actually a chumrah because he may not be able to bring it back to where he goes because there's a certain border that the kli must stay within. So it's a chumrah. In other words, what comes out here is the kula is legabe in Adam Yashin, the chumrah is legabe kli hefker. So if you only had a statement, halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I would have thought, we paskin bein l'kula case by Adam Yashin, bein the chumrah case, the case of kli hefker, Kamashman from the other statement that k'divri ha-mekel b'eruv that we only pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri legabe Adam Yashin, but legabe kli hefker we don't pass like him. It's not actually kona shvisa. The Tosas actually points out there seems to be a steer here how you're passing by these two different that either you should hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri across the board. You can't pick and choose. So he addresses this. I don't understand what he's answering though. If you look at Dibur Maskil Kamashvlan, I'll just raise the question, but I don't get the answer. He says d'le'inyan Adam halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The kanishvisa, uleinun kalim halacha kirabanan. The lo kanishvisa, varehein kiragli kaladam. V'lo havei trei kuli desasri hadadi. Isn't this two leniencies that seem to contradict each other? The kaimlan kris. So he goes on to say a whole pshat here. I didn't follow it, and the Rabban also gives an answer, but they try to figure out why this is not a stira in psak halacha. Either way, The Gemara says that's why you need a back inside kamash malan halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erif. So now the Gemara says say the other way around. Why didn't we just learn the statement v'lema halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erif? And then I would have known that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by the case of tchum as well, because that's also lakula. So why do you have to tell me halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lamali? Why is that needed? That's superfluous. So the Gemara says istrich. I need to teach me the statement that halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though I already know kedivrei hamekel be'erif. Why? Because sakadai techamin, I would have thought hani mila yachid b'makom yachid and rabim b'makom rabim. When do you apply the klal kedivrei hamekel be'erif? Only when it's one against one? Or maybe Rabim against Rabim. Aval Yochid b'makom Rabim, if it's a Yochid, in this case it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, up against Rabim, the Rabbanan, aim alone. Maybe there I don't apply the Kedivrei Hamekel, maybe I should go Halacha Kirabim. So Kamash Mulan, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though it's a Yochid up against the Rabim. So Amr Le Rabba Le Abaye, Michti, let's understand this for a second. Eirvin, the Rabbanan. We know the concept of Eirv Tchum is a Din the Rabbanan, according to many. So Mali Yachid b'makom Yachid, Mali Yachid b'makom Rabim. Who cares if it's a Yachid up against Rabim, a Yachid up against a Yachid? In the end of the day, it's a Din d'Rabbanan. So we could be Lakula. Who cares who the Yachid, who cares who Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is up against? So Amalei Rapapa l'Rava. So we're going to bring a few statements now where we see that u'b'd'Rabbanan lo shani lan ben Yachid b'makom Yachid, Yachid b'makom Rabim. Do we never have a case by a Din d'Rabbanan where there is no distinction between a Yachid and Rabim versus Yachid and Yachid? We're going to bring three different proofs, I think two or three proofs, that even by Din d'Rabbanan, there's a chilek between Yachid and Yachid versus Yachid versus the Rabim. So what's the first example the Gemara brings? So the Gemara says that v'hatran, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Maseches Nida, Omer kol isha, she'avru aleh shalosh onos, if a woman experiences three different months, three different cycles, and she does not see any dam nida, so the din is, we assume she's completely tahor. If she were to see dam now, we assume daya shaita. She's only dam mikana, tame mikana laba, but any taros that she may have touched in the past 24 hours is all tar. We don't say lemafreya, it was tame, since she found it Sunday. We don't say ready Shabbos, she was tame. No, 3 months passed, she was completely tahor. We only daya shaita, we only move forward. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Chachamim argue. Chachamim say, no, this concept of three onos, it only applies to a zakena, a woman who's very, very old, who she's not expected to see dam nida anymore, and three cycles pass. So then we say, dayashaita. But if it's a girl who's younger, even though 3 months passed, if she sees dam, we would say, tamei lemafrei, the past 24 hours. Now, this tuma lemafrei is a din d'rabbanan. So either way, we see that Rabbi Eliezer is very makel, even by a stam isha, if sha'avu aleha shalosh onos, daya shaita. V'tani, the Braisa comments that ma'isa v'asa Rebbe, ki Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Elazar, he had a certain case that came his way, he paskin the kula like Rebbe Elazar, that only daya shaita. La'acha sheniskar, after he remembered, amar kadaihu Rebbe Elazar lismach alav, b'shasa t'chak. He remembered, we'll see what he remembered in just a second, but after he remembered, not to worry, you can rely on Rabbi Elazar, b'shasa d'chak. What was the shasa d'chak? Rashi points out there was a shnei b'tzuras hava, it was a big famine, there's no food, and they couldn't afford to lose any taros, so he was makel that only dayashaita. But the past 24 hours, any of the taros she touched was tahor. So what does this mean, that Rebbe passed Rabbi Elazar, after he remembered, b'shasa d'chak, you can rely on Rabbi Elazar. So what does this mean? Mai l'acha shenizka, after he remembered what? If it was that he remembered that we don't pask like Rabbi Elazar, rather we pask like the Chachamim, how could you pask like him even in Shas HaDechak? I mean, when a person's a posik, you have to know different shitas. But you can't pull out some shita that we don't pask like. It has to be a psak that we hold of. If like Beis Shammai, we never hold a Beis Shammai. You can't say, the Shas HaDechak, let's rely on Beis Shammai. It doesn't exist. Beis Shammai ain't a Mishnah. So if you remember, we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar, you can't rely on Rebbe Elazar, pull him out of your back pocket, b'shas ha'dechak. Ella, d'lo itmar, he remembered, d'lo itmar hilchasa lo k'Rebbe Elazar, v'lo k'Rabbanim. So he remembered that he knew that they didn't pass like either way. Sometimes the Gemara tells him achlokis and doesn't give a p'sak halacha, ibar d'lifsha o loifshita. There's no answer. So there's no p'sak halacha. So then he remembers, d'l'acha sh'nizkar d'lav yachid p'legaleha. So he knew already you could choose either one, Rabbanan or Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar. We have a similar example to this, the Gemara in Shabbos, when it comes to the Zman of Minch and Marv and Plag, we pass like the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara says we don't pass like either one, either do this way or do that way. Here as well, either like Rabbi Elazar or like Chachamim. So he remembered that. And then Ella, but then he remembered what point did he remember here? that, 1 second, Lachash Nizkar, the Lav Yachid Palagalab. He initially thought Rebbe Lazar was arguing about against another Yachid, in which case they're both on the same playing field. But Ella Rabin, once you remember, it was Rabin that Palagalab, it was the whole unit of Chacham that argued, which case you really shouldn't hold like Rebbe Lazar. Amar, he says, you know what? Kedai hu Rebbe Lazar Lismoch Alabashas Adrach. You can rely on him. I mean, we never rejected Rebbe Lazar. He still was available, but he's available up against the Rabbim. So Halacha Lamai said we should always pass him like the Rabbim over the Yachid. But if it's a Shas Adachak, you can rely on a Das Yachid, B'Shas Adachak. So we see from here, even though on a Din D'Rabbanan, like this case of Mafreya, we still are Mimachak between a Yachid and Yachid versus a Yachid and Rabbim. So don't be so bothered why by a Din D'Rabbanan, a Yachid and Yachid and Yachid Rabbim, that would also be such a Chiluk. And for that reason, we have to teach you that Rabbi Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because you would have thought, since it's Yachid against Rabbim, we shouldn't hold of him. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to go out of his way to say, in this case, we actually do hold of the Yachid against the Rabbim. You had a question?
Oh, yeah.
Why is neither the Rabbanim?
No, the din of Tuma Lema Freya is the Rabbanim. When she's Tamei 24 hours before, and that's a din the Rabbanim only. Mikan Laba, she's Tamei, that's Vade Tuma Mediraisa, but the previous 24 hours is only a din the Rabbanim. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mishar Shila Rav of Amrila, others say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava, Ubedirabanan Loshani Ben Yachid B'makim Yachid, Ben Yachid B'makim Rabim, the same point. Do we not find a chilek between Yachid and Yachid versus Yachid and Rabim in a Din D'Rabanan? V'atani, the Baraita teaches us that by Dinei Avelis, Shmua Krova, Noheges Shiva, the person hears of a relative who passed away, if it was a Shmua Krova, it was a not a rumor, but they found out the news, the Shmua, within a Krova, a short period of time after it happened, we'll see within 30 days of the Ptir, so then that person's Noheges, a full Shiva and Shloshim. If they found out about the Ptira, Rechoka, it was far away, meaning it was a long period of time, it was more than 30 days after the Ptira, then Eino Noheges El Yom Echad, you only have to keep just one day of Avelis. The Ezu, Krova, Ezi, Ruchoka, I told you the answer already, but the Gemara says, which is a Krova, what's called a Shmua Ruchoka, Shmua Krova, Besoch Shloshim Krova. If they heard of the news within 30 days of the Ptira, that's called the Shmua Krova, that requires all Dini Avelis, Shiva, and Shloshim. If they heard about it, Acha Shloshim, after 30 days, that's called a Ruchoka. And Divri Rabbi Kiva, that's all Rabbi Kiva's understanding. Chachamim Omrim, they hold, Achas Shmua Krova, V'achas Shmua Rechoka, Noheges Shiva Ushloshim. Chachamim argued, and they were more machmi actually, that even if it's a Shmua Rechoka, even if you heard about it 30 days after the Ptira, one still requires to do a Shiva and a Shloshim. V'amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sha'ata Motzi Yochid Mekil, Rabim Machmirim. So whenever you have the Yochid is a Lekula, and the Rabbim are L'chumra, Halacha, Kedivri HaMachmirim, HaMerubim. You always follow like the Machmir opinions when they're the Rabbim. Chutz Mizu, except for this case. Then it came to the case of Avelis, the She'afa Pishu Rabbi Akiva Mekel. The Chachamim Machmirim, even though Rabbi Akiva is Mekel, Chachamim are Machmir, you would think, oh, so you should pass like Chachamim, who are the Rabbim, and L'chumra. Halacha, Kedivri Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, L'kula, in this particular case. So we see the fact you have to do this tells us that Yachad v'Yachad, Yachad v'Rabim, we are acknowledging that there's a chiluk between Yachad v'Yachad, Yachad v'Rabim. This is a special exception, this case by Avelis. We pass like this, yes. So the Gemara then says, V'Savar la k'Shmuel, Damar Shmuel. So he says, no, that was only Shmuel. This din is a special, unique case by Shmuel. Damar Shmuel halacha, k'divri ha-mekel, ba'avel, ba'avelesu, da'kila b'Rabbanan, ababa'ama, afilu b'Rabbanan, shiny ben yachid, b'makam yachid, ben yachid b'makam Rabbim. In other words, we're saying, this is a unique case by Avelis. Avelis, there are two areas that I'm familiar with, that we say in Shas, that we say k'divri ha-mekel. It's b'Erev and by Avelis. K'divri ha-mekel. Those are the two places that I'm familiar with. So there, Avelis is the same type of thing. We're Mekel by Erev, we're Mekel by Avelis. But that's why we pass like the Yochid over the Rabbim. But if it comes to another Din D'Rabbanan outside of these two arenas, we would say, if it's a Yochid against a Yochid on a Din D'Rabbanan, we would be L'Kula. But if it's a Yochid against the Rabbim, even on Din D'Rabbanan, we would actually be L'Chumra. So this shows us another time, another instance, where we do have a Chiluk of Yochid Yochid versus Yochid and Rabbim. Okay, those are the two examples that we have such a case. We spoke about Velas, we spoke about Tumas Nida, and we spoke about Eruf. So now the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis here, Rapapa Amar Itzrach. So Rashi tells us, we're going back to the previous discussion, why we need the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi Halacha Kedivra Mekel Be'eruf, plus the statement Halacha Kerebi Yochan and Menuri. Why do you need both of these cases? So Itzrach, top line. Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, Hani Mili Be'eruf Chatzeros, maybe the din of Kedivra Mekel applies only by Erev Chatzeros. But Erev Tchumim, maybe we should be more machmir. We'll see why it'll be more machmir in just a second. And therefore, tricha, that even by Erev Tchumim, halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So, minat tema, how do you know, where do you find the shani le ben eruvei chaserus le eruvei tchumim? Where do you find such a chilek where we're more machmir by tchum and more makeup by the chaserus that you would think there should be a chilek? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us that Amr Rabbi Yehuda, ba'med v'ramun, when is it all true? Be'eruvei tchumim, aval be'eruvei chaserus ma'arvin ben ladas ben shaloladas. So the din is, by an Erev Tchum, you have to have the person's awareness. He has to be aware that you're making an Erev Tchum for him. As Rashi says, first narrow line down here, when is it true that the guy has to be aware that you're making an Erev Tchum for him, that you are his shliach? That's only by an Erev Tchum. As Rashi says, Be'erev Tchumim, the Shema Chovlo, perhaps it's a Chov here, it's going to work against him. The guy wants to go to the west. Now, I didn't ask him. I said, you know what? I'm going to do my friend the Tova. I'm going to make him an Erev to the east. So now I did a Tova for him, right? No, because now he actually can't go to the west. So it might be a Chol for him. So you can't do an Erev Tchum without a guy's, without his Das. But that's all true, says the Gemara. Bamed v'mamurim be'erev tchumim. About be'erev v'chatzeros, a person can be ma'arvin, bein ladas, bein shlo ladas, shezach l'adam shlo b'fanav, vein chavim l'adam el b'fanav. We know that a person could be mezaket to someone even though he's not present. If it's going to be zechustim, you're allowed to acquire something on his behalf. So an erev chatzeros could only be of benefit. You can never lose by an erev chatzeros. What does an erev chatzeros tell me? Well, it means is that we're in the same courtyard. I could carry even more than I was able to carry before, and there's nothing to be lost. So that's why erev chatzeros, we say you can do it, shlo ladas, zach l'adam, but erev tchum might be a chov, and we say chav l'adam, ye'en chav l'adam, ela b'fanav, which means only with his das. Either way, we see that there's a chumra by erev tchum in the case of zach l'adam, so too one may have said by the case of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, erev tchumim, we should pass in the chumra as well, that he's not kona shvisa. That's why we have to come along and tell us, Kamash Shalom, even by Erev Tchum, we are going to be Mekel as well. Well, it might be Mekel, but we allow the Adam Yashin to get his Tchum. Okay, the Gemara now says a different understanding. Rav Ashi Amar, Itzrich. The reason why you need, again, the statement of Halacha Kedir Yamekel Be'erev, plus Halacha Kereb Yochan Menuri, is for a different reason, because Itzrich, Saka Daitech Hamina, I would have thought, Hanimile Bishiurei Erev, it's only referring to the end of the Erev, I'll explain in just a second, about Betchilas Erev, Ema Lo. Shiurei Erev, we're going to see, when you have food set up, so initially we have a certain shiur you need to set up the Suda for the Erev Tchum, you need a certain amount of food for Erev Chatzeros, for the Matzah together, so now there's a certain shiur, but after time, it could decay, you lose some of the food, so the initial shiur is bigger. Once you've established a proper shiur, after time, the shiure, the leftover, as long as you have a kol shu amount, that's good enough. So I need to start with two kebetim. And then if months later, it's still there, but a tiny bit, that's still good enough, the shiure works. So in other words, maybe we say kedivya makeup erev only by the shiure erev. By the end of the erev, there's something left behind. Of abatchiz erev, in order to create an erev in the beginning, to establish one, maybe we're not going to be lakula, and we should say it doesn't work. Halacha, that's why we say halacha, ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, even betchilas erev, we're going to be makel as well, that the adam yashin will get a shvisa. So Menot Tema, how do you know that there's a chilek to Shanila Bein Shirei Erev, the Tchilas Erev? How do you know there's a difference between the Chumras of when we created an Erev versus the Kulas of when of the end of the Erev, whatever's left? The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us that Amar B'Yosi B'Medar Amurim B'Tchilas Erev. When is it true that you have to have the proper Shirim of the Kebetim? It's only when you Tchilas Erev, when you create the Erev initially. Aval b'shiure erev, if it's a leftover erev after weeks and months, afilu kolshu, even a small amount, will be sufficient in order to establish a proper erev, to continue the erev. V'lo amrom, el arv chateros, ela kidei shalolishkach, toras erev meratinokos. And this whole discussion, the truth is, it's only legabe erev tchum. But erev chateros, we're mushroom makeup because we don't really need for erev chateros. As long as you're fenced in, it's really good enough. Why do we establish you also need an erev, a matzah, for the people to carry within the wall? Just really as a reminder that we need an Erev Tchum as well. If a person is going to go outside the Tchum, you need to set up the proper shear, the proper Suda. But either way, we see that there's clearly a chilek between the Tchilas Erev and Shear Erev. So we would have thought, just like this chilek exists in terms of the Shiurim, maybe by the Divrei HaMekel would only apply to the Shear Erev, but not Tchilas Erev. Kamash Mulan, the Halacha, Kreb Yochman Nuri, even though it's a Tchilas Erev. Fine. Now, we've been discussing a lot here about certain rules of Psak Halacha, Yachad V'Yachad, Yachad V'Rabim. The Gemara is now going to go through a number of interesting Kvali HaPsak, the rest of the daf now. So, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zreika, Amru, they both said, Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, Mechaveiro. We have a klal that whenever it's Rabbi Akiva up against another Yachad, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi, Mechaveirov. So now it's a plural, not Chaveiro, but Chaveirov. When Rabbi Yossi is up against even two people, he'll win against two people. Rabbi Kiva only goes one against one. One against two, Rabbi Kiva loses. Rabbi Yossi is so good. Nimuke imo, we say about Rabbi Yossi, even against two people, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Ucherebi mechaveiro, and Rabbi also up against one, we pass like Rabbi. Lamai hilchasa, with regard to which, what's the halacha? What does that even mean? So Rabbi Asi amar halacha. Meaning we paskin this way. When we say that Rabbi Kiva versus Chaveiro, Rabbi Yossi versus Chaveirov, or Rabbi versus Chaveiro, means that's halacha. We paskin clear halacha that way. Rabbi Chiya bar Abin Amar, no, matim. Doesn't mean halacha. We have these languages used oftentimes. Matim means we are inclined to say this way. And the way Rashi says is, if you look at matim, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zeika, lav halacha mamish piske. They weren't paskin mamish, it's this way, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi. Ela matin, we're inclined, kamar, matin hahora, ach Rabbi Yossi. It's, you know, it's going to follow after, most likely, va'afil b'makom rabim. Da'arai, marin, and la'adam yochid, la'asos k'Rabbi Yossi. We'll tell an individual, do this, about midrash b'pirkei b'rabim lo darshinim. Certain lachas, we won't tell the rabbim. We speak to individuals, it'll be a different story. Now, sometimes, you know, with coronavirus, certain doctors will speak publicly. They have to be very careful what they say publicly. If you speak to them one-on-one, they'll have a different perspective. Rabban, the same thing. I'll give psak halacha. I'm not going to say, you know, this is all allowed. If you speak to me individually, I'll give a different take on things. So that's what means a matin, that we a little inclination towards a certain direction, but not that's a halacha mamish. And then comes along that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina Amar, Nirin, Nirin, which means what? Rash is Arua lo marinan, vimasa krebiosi lo mahajin uvda. We don't paskin even to a yachid like this way, but if a guy did it, so by the evidence we say it's all fine. So it's either halacha, it's matin, or the last one was a nirin. It appears that way, but I'm not going to even encourage anyone to take that approach, lechatchila. So the Gemara says, Kalashna zeh, am Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, how do we paskin? Halacha krebi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Vein tarach lomar, needless to say, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir, certainly Rabbi Yossi will beat Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara says, hashta, b'makam Rabbi Yehuda, lesse, b'makam Rabbi Yossi, mibayim. So certainly, in the b'makam Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Rabbi Meir's, can't accomplish anything. So in the place of Rabbi Yossi, certainly he won't have any standing. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rav Asi, Af Ani Lomed, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also beats Rabbi Shimon. Damar Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. So now, Hash, B'makom Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Rabbi Yeshua can't stand up, Rabbi Shimon rather, can't stand up against Rabbi Yehuda, B'makom Rabbi Yossi, Mibar, you have to even ask the question, Rabbi Yossi, certainly Rabbi Yossi will trump Rabbi Shimon. So now the two people we don't know about is Ibailu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. They were both the losing parties. They were always like lost against Rabbi Yehuda, they lost against Rabbi Yossi. So they're the bottom of the tier. Now them against each other, they're fighting this this tennis match. Who's going to win? We don't know. My take. We don't know who's going to beat out between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Misharshia, Les Nayu, Lani Klala. We don't hold of these Klala. We don't hold the Klala Psak. It's not true. So Menale, the Rav Misharshia, huh? How do you know we don't hold these klali apsak? Seem very makes sense. Sounds very clear. So why do we know? How does he know that we don't hold these klali apsak? Elaim, if you're going to tell me meha, we're going to go through a series of mishnayos now. It's going to continue in tomorrow's daf. We'll just go into it a few lines at least today. So how do you know? Elaim, if you're going to tell me meha, that's not a mishnah that tells us. There's a mishnah that appears in Maseches here in our Masechta that Rabbi Shimon Omer lema davar domer. What is it similar to? Le gimel chatzeros hapsuchos zulazu. Three courtyards, we had this a couple, was it yesterday's daf, I think it was, or 2 days ago? You had three courtyards all next to each other in one line. When Upsuchos L'Rishis Rabim, and the end of it goes into a public area. Irvu Shtaim Hachitzonios Im HaEmsayos, but each of the outer ones, one and two had an Erev, and two and three had an Erev, but one and three did not have an Erev with each other. So the Himutaris Iman, the middle one, could work with either three or either one. It could work with either of the outer Chatzeros. The Hein Mutaris Ima, and the two outer ones could work with the inner one. However, the Shai Machitonis, two outer ones, Asiros at Zoom Zoo, cannot work with each other since they don't have an Erev. V'amar Rav Chama bar Gurya amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. So here's the opinion here. So man palagala, who argues Rabbi Shimon? It's Rabbi Yehuda here. So we see that Rabbi Shimon trumps Rabbi Yehuda. V'ha Amris didn't say, did we say above, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? So the fact that we pass like Rabbi Shimon in this halacha must be that we don't hold to the psak of Rabbi Yehuda beating Rabbi Shimon. Elav shmamina lesnai. We don't hold of this klali psak. So the Gemara said, my kushya, what's this kash you have? Dilma heichad idmar, heichad idmar lo idmar. Where it was said, where it wasn't said, it wasn't said. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, last Rashi in the page here, heichad idmar behedya halacha k'Rabbi Shimon idmar. When it said explicitly that we pass like Rabbi Shimon, we pass in that way. When do we have the klal v'chi chaylinan Rabbi Yehuda Rishon? When do we have the klal that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon halacha Rabbi Yehuda? That's lehecha de lo idmar hilchas lo kamar lo kamar. In other words, when the Gemara tells us explicitly how to paskin, then that's psak. But if there's no psak, we don't have Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Then the default is always Rabbi Yehuda. Not to say Rabbi Yehuda always beats Rabbi Shimon. When the Gemara tells us, that's what we paskin like. But it's only when there's no answer, the default we fall back on is Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon. So that's not a rule, that's not a proof that we don't hold of this klal psak. So then the Gemara says, Elamiha, the following mission, we're not going to really appreciate this. This is a mission later on in the Masechta. We'll have to just kind of run through it a little bit quicker, just very superficially here. But Ir Shayachid, Venasis Sharabim, Marvin Eskula. If you have a city that was owned by an individual, a guy had a whole city to himself, I guess once upon a time this was something that was plausible. So he had a Ir Shayachid, and then it turns into the Rabim. The 600,000 people end up moving to the area. So the din is, you can be Marvin Eskula, since it was initially created by one Yachid, it's called the property of one individual. Just like if I, you know, have a hotel. So I own the hotel, but I've got 200 rooms. So even though people are living here, it's my hotel, I'm the owner, I don't have to make an error because I have control here. So too, if I started the city, I don't need to make an error, or I'm allowed to make an error rather, because it's all one place, I don't need to like ask permission from anybody. But if it's Sharabim, if it was initially created for 600,000 people to live there, and initially was a Rabim, the Nasa Shayachid, and then it became less than a Rabim, became a Rosh Shayachid of some sort, aim about Marvin is cool, I can't make an error around the whole area, because there's a Chashash, maybe it's going to go back up to Rosh Shayachid, and the only way I could turn a city of Rabim into a city of a Yachid, if I do the following. Elim Kain Oseh Chutalo, I have to make the outer walls, the outer houses somehow, Kichadash, I need to somehow make it brand new, restructure, rebuild it, be Yehuda, like what they did in the area of Yehuda. Sheish b'chamisha diorim, I need to have like an area of houses of 50 people and kind of restructure it. And this way I can kind of undo the initial city being a Rabim and turn to Yachid. Now how this works, we have to wait a couple days whenever this daf comes up to really appreciate it. It's going to be, I think, in another week or so. But somehow you can restructure. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon Omer, he holds Shalosh Chatero Shnei Batim. You don't need an area of 50 houses or 50 people. It's enough to take three courtyards with two houses adjacent to it. And it's much more makel in terms of reestablishing the ownership of a city. So how did he paskin? It's again Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon. V'amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. So we see, didn't we say before that Rabbi Yehuda always beats Rabbi Shimon? Here's an instance where Rabbi Shimon beats Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Man Palagala Rabbi Yehuda. V'ha Amris, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore we see that this klal doesn't work. The klal yapsak is not correct. So Gemara says the same thing, and we'll stop here. My kushya, what was the problem in the first place? Duma hacha nami hecha de idmar idmar, hecha de lo idmar lo idmar. This was a case where they explicitly said, halachas k'Rabbi Shimon. The only time we fall back on the klal yapsak is only when we don't know how to paskin, then we say Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.